This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Back in, everybody. Glad you're with us here. Heading straight to our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Troy head baseball coach Mark Smart joining us here. Got a big home series coming up. And, Coach, understand tonight for that opener, it's Thirsty Thursday at the ballpark. That's my kind of night.
Hey, man, got to get you down here, John. I mean, we're doing all we can do, throwing out a promotion like that. I got to believe your name came up in the discussion and decision-making, so... Great night at the park, Thursday. Hopefully we'll have some fun down here.
Yeah, there's going to be it's good baseball as well. Your team right now comes into this game on a kind of a hot stretch, but you and I talked earlier in the week, this hot stretch needs to translate consistently in Sun Belt Conference play, and you got Georgia State in tonight. Set up the series for us, Coach.
Yeah, you're right, Barry. We back home, we won a nice series on the road at Lafayette. Anytime you do that on the road, you feel like that's going to boost your confidence as a team. And we had a nice win Tuesday night against Alabama State. Got to play well on the weekend. You know, we've got to take care of business at home in our conference play. We failed to do that the first weekend against Little Rock. We lost that series. So looking forward to getting this series started tonight. You know, the Easter weekend format changes from Thursday, Friday, Saturday. A little bit different, a little bit unique. I don't think it'll affect our team, but you never quite know. So it should be a good series. They split with South Alabama last weekend, one of the better teams in our league. So they're kind of coming in with a little bit of confidence. We'll have to play well to win, for sure.
Going to have to pitch well as well. And if there's one individual aspect of tonight's game, the series opener, it's going to be the two starting pitchers. I can't wait to see Gattis and Crane tonight match each other on the mound.
Well, certainly in our situation, we allowed, with the day forward Thursday, we allowed Andrew Crane what decision to make, stay on his regular Friday turn or move up a day. He chose to come up a day. And, you know, Barry, these kids get on such a specific routine, especially starting pitchers, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days. So the routine's different this week. I hope it doesn't affect him. You mentioned Gattis. He's one of the better guys in our league, certainly. And we'll have our work cut out to score against him. Not many people are scoring against him. He's 5-1 with an ERA under 2. So he's certainly done his part. Their team is kind of built around their starting pitching. Their three starters are 10-3 right now, and their overall record's 12-12. So you can see their three weekend starters have been really good for them. So you're right, we're going to have to pitch well. I feel very confident that Andrew will be ready for his turn tonight, and he's been terrific the last 2 weeks. No reason for me to think that shouldn't continue.
Visiting here with Mark Smart, head baseball coach of the Troy Trojans. They open up Sunbelt series tonight at home against Georgia State, beginning at 6 o'clock. In terms of your lineup, Coach, it's a chance for fans who have not yet had a chance to watch some really compelling players, particularly Matt Sanders. I have been really impressed with him throughout his career. But, boy, this season, I've not seen a better shortstop than Matt Sanders has been for Troy.
He's been terrific from start to from starting point till now, Barry. He's a 4-year starter, which is extremely rare at this level for any freshman to come in and command starting role right away like he did 4 years ago. And as a coach, you know, that's just one thing I don't have to worry about. Matt Sanders will be ready to play. He knows exactly what is expected. He's in the right place at the right time every time. He's a tremendously tough out as a hitter. He's been our leadoff spot and done great work. He had 12 hits in the 4 games last week. He scored 3 runs Tuesday night. He's doing everything a leadoff hitter needs to do, Barry. And the other thing that is so rewarding to have a player like Matt, great teammate and a tremendous leader in the day-to-day routine of our ball club. Shows up every day, puts in a good day's work. Having a great year, and you know, hopefully that will continue. Matt has been a huge part of our program the last 4 years, and hopefully he'll have a great second half of his senior season.
We spend so much time broadcasting the games touting the top of your lineup. It's been mixed and matched a little bit with Matt and with again, Brandon Lockridge, Joey Dennison, Cole Prestigard, those guys. Down in the secondary part of your lineup, obviously people need to step up there. That, you know, in order to flip it back to the top, some guys have got to start getting hot. And I've seen some of the guys at the bottom of your lineup getting hot. What's a real key there in that aspect for your lineup, Coach?
Well, it's starting to, quite honestly, Barry, 2 weeks ago we couldn't score if they could have let us put a guy at second base to start an inning and we couldn't score. You know, we just were in a really bad place offensively as a team, up and down. And the last week or so, I started to see some improvement throughout our lineup. And I thought this weekend at Lafayette, the bottom half of our lineup was a huge factor in that series win. Chase Smart, Brody Bender, or Manning Early, the guys that hit 7, 8, 9 on the weekend, all had success on the weekend. And what the bottom part has to do, Barry, is continue the process. Extend an inning, drive a guy in when the opportunity presents itself, take the walk, because typically the top of our lineup has been the most damaging part of our lineup. So I'm really encouraged that our lineup is getting a little deeper. The bottom half is starting to swing the bat a lot better. Chase had 3 hits Tuesday night. Brody had 4 hits Tuesday night. So it's great to see those guys. And they're older guys, Barry. That's the other part. We've got experience at the bottom. Manning Early's a really nice-looking freshman that's playing very well for our team. So he's going to stay in that 9-hole. But he's a tough out, good athlete. But for us to be a really good offensive team, it can't just come down to the top 3 or 4 guys. The other guys have got to contribute. And I'm starting to see that happen.
It's definitely encouraging for your club to see that starting. As John alluded, it's Thirsty Thursday tonight. $2 soft drinks, free pizza for students. Tomorrow, the first 200 fans in attendance receive a free T-shirt. That'll be a 6 o'clock start. And then Saturday, the finale, an Easter egg hunt with the Easter Bunny for kids. Tickets are available online at troytrojans.com/tickets. Get them at the box office when you come to Riddle Pace Field starting tonight through the weekend. Troy versus Georgia State. Certainly look forward to it, Coach. Thanks for the preview.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Have a great weekend and happy Easter to everyone.